Okay, today's daf Tzadik Hey. We're in Tzadik Dalet Amud Beis. We're still discussing the topic of if you have a sale and you put in too much impurities, even if it's by mistake, even if it's an accident, too much impurity is inserted into the sale, so the buyer realizes there's a little much over here, and once he starts removing the impurity, he's allowed to remove all the impurities. Normally, you're allowed to have some impurities. It's a give and take. Here, it's no good. Too much is no good. So we're trying to find other types of situations where that we find the same halacha. That this table was said by Rav Huna. We're trying to find a Tana who said such a thing. So here we go. We're going to have a few more tries, and then the Gemara is going to stop trying. Tashma. Let's try to bring a raya that Rav Huna is correct. The Tani Ravin Bar of Nachman. Ravin Bar of Nachman learned, Lo es hamosa b'lvad hu machzir. You don't have to give back the extra. El machzir lo es kol haravim kulim. You have to give back all the rovas. Okay, what on earth is going on? Let's look at the Rashbam. Tashma, the Tani Ravin. It's in the skinny lines. See the skinny lines? It's the last Rashbam, the last heading of the Rashbam in the skinny lines. It's about six lines before the lines get wide. You see it? Lakama. This is actually later on in the Masechta, in the Kuf something. The following case. Beperek base core. Tanan. Base core afar animochalach. I am selling you a base core. How much is a base core? A base core is 30 base up. Okay? Whatever that means, however big that is, I don't know. 30 base up. So a guy says base core afar animochalach. I'm selling you a base core. So, mida b'chavel, we're going to measure it. Vim amalo, hein cheser hein yeser. And if you say, listen, exactly to the millimeter, it's going to be a base core. If it's a little more, if it's a little less, it's all right. Afilu piches rova lisa. Even if it's less than a rova per sa. Again, there's 30 base sa in a base core. So even if it's less than a quarter, ohosiv rova lisa, or a little bit more, higiyu. It's a good sale. Why? Because you said, okay, I'm not exact. I'm not a scientist. I don't have a exact measurement. A little more, a little less, no problem. How much can more or less can it be? A rova. The hainu, lamid revi'im lebeis kor. Therefore, you could have 30 extra rovas per base kor. Why? Because again, since there are 30 base saw in a base kor, you can have 30 rovas in a base kor. Follow? The havid lamid soim, which ends up being 30 saw. Yes, a mikain. If it's more than that, yas a cheshman. You have to do a cheshman. V'yachzerlo. You have to return back all the 30 extra. We don't say, well, only we're going to return back to when you went over that limit. It's exactly what Huna said. Same idea, right? V'yachzerlo. Kibbutz ikamosa mirova. V'tarni ravin v'gemara. Lo es hamosa shel rova l'kol sohu machzer levado. You don't return that one. Ella, it's kol harivayim kulam. All of them, kol lamed revayim shall base core. All thirty, the 30 rovas of the besaz in the base core. Umos rosei b'kol machzer. Everything gets returned. Why? Because you made one mistake. You went over on one out of 30. All 30 get returned. Okay.
Who made a mistake?
Presumably the seller. Let me give you. Why? No, they're going to have to cash it out, the money.
But normally, you still have to, it was less than a quarter cow, right?
It's okay.
Right. Now that the seller overmeasured,
right,
he now gets more.
So maybe they made someone then, maybe the buyer, I don't know.
But, or it would be that it's not a knas, it's a dinna. That would be the other.
Why?
The response,
I think, is going to say that in a minute. The hechad the bala shalem, for shalem is kulo. Now when you pay, you have to pay for every penny. Right? Le'el nami, heichad ba'al l'nafos m'nafes kulo. Same thing, when you're blowing away the chaff, you have to blow, and you realize it's too much, you have to get rid of all of it. U'mesayel Rav Huna. This is a riot to Rav Huna. Va'lishna kamadama la dina kamasaya. This goes according to one who says it's a din. Not a kas, it's a din, says Rashbam. Tahacha, v'hasam, chad taimut. Same reason. Derova machel inish. A rova, people will be machel. Alright, listen, as like I said, I can't measure exactly to the millimeter. Alright, it's a little, okay. You try to rip somebody off. Aval ki ikat tvei mirova, already that much, havidav chashuv v'lo machal midi. That's really chashuv. Nobody's giving in on that. So again, this is very exact. It's the exact same case as we have. You're measuring the chaff, the impurities. It's too much. Now you don't have to reduce it below the amount. The whole thing goes back to zero. See, the whole thing goes back to zero over here. Same idea. So the Gemara is going to say, Alma heichad the boy adure kula mahader. Whenever you have to give back because you went over the limit of acceptable impurity, you see you have to give back the whole thing. So too Rav Huna is correct. Gemara says no. Haki hashta, take a pair. Hasam over there by the case of the rovas and the base cores and the base saw. Hein cheser, hein yeser amalei. You said specifically, hein cheser, hein yeser. I understand it's going to be more or less. Hacha, mi amalei. Yeah. Mihu. So if it's a revi'ah, if it's a quarter, lo chashiv. That's not considered chashiv. Yeser me revi'ah, if it's more than that, chashiv. That's already chashiv. Kiven de chazilei. Some don't even read this. We'll read it, but some don't have this girsa. Given the chazil, it's the arufei betishas kafet. It's enough that the amount is enough that it can already produce 9 kav on its own. Havile ara chashivta ba'am benafshe. It's ara, that's land, that's chashiv in its own right. It's so much already, so much of a mismeasurement is going to be used to try to pay for it. That vahadra, that has to go back. So the machlok is, did you read that line or not? What's the answer? What?
Doesn't explain why you have to give back everything.
What? Right. 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 What? No, he's not. Since we said these words, therefore what? What's the magic about these words? These words make it that up to a rova, I'll be machal. More than that, I'm not machal, the whole thing goes back to zero. That's exactly what we say by Rav Huna. What's the raya? Right?
It's not a raya.
Why is it not a raya? Because when you say these words, when you specify it, you change it. So the Rashbam does.
So if you didn't specify that, it would go back to the.
Would
you have to like everything?
Would this
be quarter
count? Yeah, let's go back to the Rashbam. Hachi hashta. Hasam, gabe base kor afor When you went by the case over there in Daf Kuf, whatever, in Baba Basra later on, Bedinu, the Machlo is color of one. The whole thing has to go back. The Meikara, lo akni le mocher midi biyeser al midas hachevel. You didn't sell more. Ella, mishum de amale behed yehen cheser hen yeser. Avo mistama, lo havikani yeser al midas kor vil kolshu. If you wouldn't have said those words, there would not even be 1 millimeter more that you're entitled to. Why? That's how base kors are sold. They're sold exactly to the inch. But, that's a little unrealistic. So you said, hein cheser, hein yeser. Hilkach, kiv, and dika davar gadol, kol kach yasem mirov olisa. But not such a large amount. Lo havi mechila beklal. It's not considered a mechila at all. The karka chashev hub nefnei atma. Because karka is chashev in its own right. Udulahachi ahani, mai de amale base kor. Fine. Vahachi, vahai dika amale hein cheser, hein yeser. Mihu lahachi ahani, that it helped. The lo havi yeser alamida. So when you say those words, you're basically saying, I'm only being mochel up to that amount. Same thing the other direction. But by our case, where it's just impurities in the sale, even if you don't say those words, have a mechila mistama. It's time a mechila. Why? Da shchiach tinofes rova. Because it's shchiach. Therefore, lo lamemalach, I would tell you, ki ekonami yesem rova, have a rova mechila v'yakzer mosa. I would say that it goes, that only thing that goes back is the extra. Din bal lanafos enem anafes kulo. Okay, so that's the difference. The difference is that by land, it's not a built-in understanding. It has to be specified. Since it has to be specified, if you break the specification, it goes back to zero. By us, not necessarily true. It's a built-in understanding. There's always going to be impurities in the wheat. Has to be that way. And therefore, halacha is not the same. Okay. I think this is the last one. No, not the last one. One more after this. Okay, that was the hardest one. The rest of them are not so hard. Toshma. Ready? Oh, no. We know. Remember Ona? Ona was less than a sixth or more than a sixth. So Tashma, Ona. Let's say somebody ripped somebody off. So Pachas Mishtos. If it's less than a sixth, Nikne. The sale's valid. And not only is the sale valid, you get to keep the purchase price. I rip somebody off, it's less than a sixth, we say it's a mechila, this is what the Rashbam says over here, whatever it is. Mekach,
Yosef.
Nikde Mekach. It's a good sale. Yosef Mishtos, if it's more than a sixth, bottle Mekach. The sale's invalid. Mekach tells you can get every penny back. Rashbam says it's a machlokas, but we'll hold it, this price is holding the one who says that's the halacha. Shtos, what if it's exactly a sixth? Kona, the sale's valid. Umachzir ona, and you have to give back the overcharge. How much of the overcharge do you give back? The entire overcharge. Why don't we say give back to make it less than a sixth? Right? We don't say that. Amai lahadir at pachas mishtus. Why? Why give back to, up till it becomes less than a sixth? Once it's less than a sixth, there's a mechila. We don't say that. So what do you see? If one is 100% correct, whenever there's an overcharge, the whole thing goes back. The Gemara says, Shmamina, you see from here, Kol Hecha Dibay Ladure, whenever something has to be returned, like a sixth of an overcharge, Kulu Mahadar, the whole thing has to be returned. So you see, your food is correct. The Gemara says, what? Hachi Hashta? How could you compare the two cases? Hasam, in the case of Ona, Shave Beshava Amale, you told me this is the price. You told me I am buying a watch, it cost $100. So I gave you $100, you gave me a watch. Right? That's what you told me. Mihu pachas mishtus lo yediya b'mana umachal inish. If it's really $99, it's really $99 sale. You charge me $100. It's less than a sixth. I don't know the difference. I didn't see the difference. It's a very small amount, and therefore there's a mechila. Shtus, well, it's for $100. You charge me what's a sixth of $100? $100. I don't know. $100. 117, that already, v'lo machal inish. I'm not machal that. Yes, mishtos, if it's more than a sixth, but you're charging $200 for a $100 watch, but mekach tos, who? The whole thing is a mekach tos, u'batel mekach, and the whole sale is void. Again, what's the answer? What's the answer? When it comes to a sale of item, and we're talking about Ona. So what's the answer? When it's less than a sixth, you're mochel. When it's a sixth, you're not mochel on any of it. When it's more than a sixth, all things invalid. When it comes to a sale of wheat, and I throw in some impurities, you're mochel up to a whatever amount we said, up to a 10%, whatever. And therefore, by Ona, you'll go back to zero, but by wheat, maybe you won't. Does that make any sense? Doesn't make any sense.
It sounds like a perfect analogy.
Sounds like a perfect analogy, right? It's a distinction. It's a distinction without a difference.
No, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
Because in the wheat, it's an accepted marketing that you become with impurities. You're already expecting that.
Uh-huh. So the difference is between.
If you intentionally rip me off.
What?
If you intentionally rip me off, I want everything back. Not back to the sixth. Give me everything that you
want. Right. Right. The difference is that when it comes to the wheat, it's an accepted market practice that there'll be. No, but when it comes to Ona, it's mechila. It's mechila. It's not accepted market practice. It's a mechila. It's a different thing. We're working on a different principle. Right? So since it's a different principle, right? That's what you're saying. The difference between accepted market and mechila.
If you said if there's more than a quarter cob of impurities, we assume that the guy put it in there. So it should be like...
No, we said yesterday, we don't know. We go back and forth. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. It's an accident or not an accident. We can say either one. We don't know.
In the dirty field.
Yeah, we don't know. Lav dafka. It does tilt in that direction. I agree. It does tilt in that direction because most people don't when they pick up the shipment. It's less than that amount. Most people, but it's lav dafka. It does tilt that they did it on purpose. Lav dafka, right? Okay, good. Yeah.
Like pepper steak, you can't.
Yeah.
You get pepper steak.
Yeah.
A pound of pepper steak includes pepper. You can't say, "Well, I want only meat."
Right. Right. Right? Well. Right. No, but. What'd you say? Right. Then you're overpaying because you can just buy peppers.
I want ice
myself. Uh-huh. Right. that's like both. That's pure Ona, but it's built in, right? Right?
It's like, yeah.
The air and the potato, right, it's pure or not. Right, but it's built in, it's acceptable. Right? I was wondering if they get phone calls, like what kind of nonsense are you guys pulling? Like, do they ever get complaints? You have a potato chip bag and it's 10% of the bit?
It's expected part of the normal face on white.
Uh-huh. Okay, next. Next try. Where are we? Toshma. Hamakabel sodem echavero. I buy a field from you, and lita. It's a field to plant trees. Hareze makabel. Basically, by the way, it's not. I'm not buying a field. I'm a contractor, and I contract, and I'm going to work on the field for you. And hareze makabel eser buros lemeya. I'm entitled to 10% of the trees. 10 out of 100 could be that they're not going to grow anything. That's an acceptable amount of duds. That I accept that is an acceptable amount. Those are not going to produce any fruit. That's acceptable among everybody. Okay? 10%. Yes, and he came. What if there's 11? Then the halacha is, Megal Ginalavis Hakol. You get back the price for all 10.
Are you a gardener or are you buying it? What are you doing?
You're buying it, but it's
acceptable.
You buy, what does it say there?
I want to accept the contract to plant the right. Fellow's field and trees.
Right. So it's a deal. It's a deal. You're buying the rights to plant the trees for the other guy. He'll pay you. So it's understood. Well, so now how much does he have to produce? So he's allowed to have 10 trees that he bombs on. Right, right. You're allowed to have 10 trees. What about 11? What if you come back with 11? He says, I did my best. I have only 89. I couldn't. What's the halacha? The halacha is that now the gardener has to pay him back for all 10, all 11. Which again, is the same idea. You go over on the impurities, you have to go back to zero. Right? Another raya that Rav is correct. Amalei, Rav Huna, Breit Rav Yeshua. No, maybe not. You know why trees are different? Why are trees different? Because Kol Yeser Mikan, 11 trees is a field by itself. 11 trees is its own field already. It's so many trees. So yet Kol Yeser Mikan, more than that, Kabbalita Mitzchila Dami. It's as if you told the guy, listen, I bombed these 11, 100%. I'm going to make a new field out of this and I'm going to start over. So you're not really paying back, you're starting over. When it comes to an impurity, you can't say such a thing. What do you say? I put in too much impurities, doesn't apply. Trees is a unique situation. You could say, I'm going to start over with these 11, it's a brand new field, basically, so many, and therefore the halach is different. Then you have to start over from scratch. Maybe Rav Huna is incorrect. Maybe Rav Huna's din, that if there's too many impurities, you go back to zero, is not true. So we don't solve it. How do we pass it? I saw he said over here, yeah, probably. Right. Okay. You thought that was tedious? And here we go. This is really tedious. The Mishnah had said, by the way, the rest of the week is fascinating Gemara. All the halachas of Yayin, and Yayin Mevushal, and Yayin Net, it's all here. In Baba Basra, in the Tzaddiks, comes up all the halachas of Yayin. All the Kiddush halachas are all here. So it's actually very fascinating stuff, but we just have to get past today. Starts at the very end of today, and then tomorrow and the rest of the week. It's I'm not sure what daf those are, but certainly not today. So, Martif Shel Yayin. If you have a wine cellar, if you're selling a wine cellar, what did we say? Again, you're entitled to 10% of the impurities. 10% of the wine can be junk. So, and you still have to buy the rest of the wine. That's the acceptable amount of impurities in the wine, in the cellar.
He's selling a cellar,
right. So, Hei Chidami, wait a minute. What's the case? What's the case where we're going to allow 10%? We're going to have a brisa with 3 lashonos, and 10% never. 10% is not one of the ones. So where does 10% come from? Why? Ida amale martif shel yayin stam. If you said I'm selling you a wine cellar stam, kasha, it doesn't make any sense. Ida amale martif zeh shel yayin. If you said I'm selling you this, you stick in the word zeh. Martif zeh shel yayin kasha. It's also a kasha. E de amale martif zeh, and if you say martif zeh without the word yayin, also a kasha. Why? The Tanya. We have a brayse that says as follows: the martif shel yayin ani mochalach. If someone says martif shel yayin, those three words ani mochalach nosin lo yayin shekula yafa. You have to give him 100% top quality wine. It can't be one shot glass of improper wine, of spoiled wine. Absolutely not. OK? Okay? Next. Marte zeshel yayin. What if you use that four words? Marte zeshel yayin. What about that? Ani mochach, I'm telling you. No shin lo yayin hamoche bechanos. Whatever the going rate and whatever's in the stores it's sold, which the Rashbam says means it could be a little vinegary already, it could be not such good. There's no cutoff of ten. No rule like that. And the third case, Martev Zeh, you say Martev Zeh without even adding on the word yayin, so there could be grape juice in there, there could be root beer, there could be Coca-Cola. Doesn't make a difference. Martev Zeh, I'm telling you this room. Ani mochalach, afilu kulo chomets, even the whole thing is vinegar. Higiyu, it's a good sale. Right? So our Mishnah said 10%. Where'd that come from? Our Mishnah, 10 out of 100. We have a Brisa that's not on the list. We have three different cases. None of them is 10 out of 100. So where did our Mishnah get 10 out of 100 from? So the Gemara says, you're right, we're going to change one of the three cases here to make it say 10 out of 100. You're right. The case number one. What did case number one say? If you say Martev Yayin Stam, you're entitled to 100% good wine. We're going to amend that to say minus 10%. V'tani Bereisha de Brisa, and we should change the ratios to say Umakaba all of Eser Kosasal Zlameya. And you have to accept 10 drunk out of 100. You're right? So the Brisa and the Mishnah are both saying the same Shita. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, Ubistam mi Makabel. What, you have to be, is that true? Is that true that if it's, if you say a lashon of stam, you're required to take 10% bad wine? V'ha'tani Rebchia, Rebchia taught a brisa. Hamocha chavez yayin l'chaveiro. If somebody sells a barrel to his friend of wine, nosin lo yayin shekula yafa, you must sell wine that is 100% good. There's no issue of impurities. So Gorsh says, what kind of kasha is that? Shiny chavis. No, one barrel is different. You know why? The kula chad chamru. It's one barrel. You can't have a barrel. Inside the barrel, it's going to be 90% good and 10% no good. You can't have that in one barrel. No such thing like that. Once the wine in one bottle starts to sour, the whole thing is no good. Look at that on the beads. It might change the bracha. Once the wine is starting to sour in one barrel, but no. So in the 10% isn't only in that one barrel. You can't have a lacha like that. If you have a whole room full of barrels and three or four of them are starting ready to go, then we said that's part of the sale. It's not a kasha. One barrel, of course the barrel has to be 100%. I'm selling you a barrel of wine. Come home. Oh, well, 10% of it's probably vinegar already. How long is that? Okay, that's not acceptable. So this is not a kasha at all. Okay? Now, here's where it gets. Vatani Rav Zvid B'divir Boshia. But Rav Zvid is going to learn a different Mahalach. Rav Zvid is an Amora. So Rav Zvid has as follows. Martev shel yayin ani mochalach. If someone says, I'm selling you a martev shel yayin, nosin lo yayin shekulo yafa. Again, you have to give wine all 100% excellent. Martev zeh shel yayin ani mochalach. If you say the word zeh, nosin lo yayin shekulo yafa. It has to be unbelievable. Umakabel olav eser kosasos lameya. But you're allowed to give 10% wrong, which is different than the brisa that we quoted earlier. That brisa said whatever sold in the stores. This brisa says what our Mishnah says. The Gemara is going to ask that in a minute. And not only that, says the Gemara, v'zehu otzer sheshinu chacham Mishnah seinu. That happens to be the same shear as our Mishnah. Okay? Ella, I'm sorry, so it's a kasha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, the Mishnah didn't say the word zeh. Right? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, mastinami da amale zeh. You're right. So change the Mishnah to say the word zeh. So Rav Zvid has a brisa, and the brisa has a brisa, and they're both the same. So the Gemara says, b'kasha zeh azeh. But there's a stira between the brisa and Rav Zvid. Why? Because Rav Zvid said that the case of 10% was a case of zeh. The brisa said that the case of zeh was what's sold in the stores. So it's a stira. Okay? Is there anyone following me? Or everyone's lost already? That's so difficult. The Gemara is called the brisa that had three cases, and Rav Zvid had three cases. They don't really match up. They don't really match. And then we have a Mishnah that said 10%. So they don't. Those two, the Rav Zvid and the brisa, don't really match up. So the Gemara says the brisa said zeh was a case of whatever sold in the stores. Rav Zvid said zeh was our Mishnah. 10%. How do you reconcile that? So the Gemara says, lo kasha, not a problem. Ha, da'am le'le mikvah. One case was where the wine is good enough to be used for cooking. Ha, da'am le'le mikvah. And the other one is where the wine was, it was good wine, it's drinkable, but you wouldn't put that out of chasana to make some kind of fancy dish with wine in it that you would never do. It's not roi le'mikvah. Rav Zvid, according to Rav Zvid, da'am le'le mikvah, he said the wine is good enough for cooking. Therefore, he has a higher standard. He only allowed 10% of impurities. The Brisa said, whatever they sell in the stores. So whatever junk you're selling in the store, you got to take that. That's a much lower standard. You know why? Because it's not good for cooking. Brisa, delo amalei, delo Brisa, and the Brisa which said that the word zeh meant whatever sold in the stores, delo amalei le'mikvah, it's not good for cooking. Hilkach, therefore, martev shel yayin. If you say the lashon of martev shel yayin, v'amalei le'mikvah, and you also say, by the way, it's going to be good for cooking. No, it's only yayin shekula yafa. You have to give wine 100% good. Martev shel zeh, martev zeh shel yayin. If you say the word zeh, v'amalei le'mikvah, and again you say it's for cooking. No, it's only yayin shekula yafa. Again, good wine. Umakaba all of eser kosa sells lameya, but you can have 10% impurities. Martiv zeh shel yayin. If you say martiv zeh shel yayin, v'lo amalei le'mikvah, and you don't say it's for cooking, nosin lo yayin hanim chabechanos. Then whatever sold in the stores, there's no steer between the mish between the zvid and the brisa. Okay, make sense? It happens to be not so hard. It's just all these not so hard. Now it gets a little hard. Iboy lehu. The Gemara asked the following question. This was not asked yet. What about martiv shel yayin? Martiv shel yayin. V'lo amalei le'mikvah. But you don't say it's for cooking. Now we're doing a new wrinkle. For cooking. Now, martev shel yayin, which until now has been the most chashuva lashon, right? That was the most chashuva lashon. It's always the first one that was mentioned. V'lo amalei le'mikvah. But you didn't say it's for cooking. Mai. What's the halacha? So it's a machlokas. Pligi bar vacha v'ravina. Chad amar mekabel. One said you have to take 10% reduction. V'chad amar lo mekabel. And the other one said, you do not have to take 10% reduction. Okay? Good? Man da amar makabel, the one who said, you have to take a 10% reduction, daik midi Rav Zvid. He was medayik that in Rav Zvid. Why? Dikatani, because Rav Zvid had a brice that Rav Zvid learned, martif shel yayin ani mochelach. If someone said, martif shel yayin ani mochelach, no, it's only yayin shekula yafa. You have to give wine, that's top notch. Vukimna, and I said that case is talking about the amalei lemikvah. I said that, by the way, that's talking about it's for cooking. Taima, the whole reason is the amalei lemikvah. It's only used for cooking. Ha, lo amalei lemikvah. And if it wouldn't be for cooking, mekabel. Take 10%. Okay? Umanda ama lo mekabel. And the mandam who said, no way. Also, daik mebraisa. He was daik from the braisa. Why? Diktonic, because the braisa said, martif shel yayin ani mochaloch. If someone said, I'm buying a martif shel yayin, no, it's not yayin, it's kula yafa. You must take wine, that's kula yafa. Vokimna, and we established that case, delo amalei le'mikvah. Nothing to do with mikvah. Nothing to do with cooking. Why? That's what the braisa held. Fine, very good. Now, asks the Gemara, uleman de dayek midir of zvid, according to the one who was medayek from a zvid, kasha braisa. It's a kasha on the brisa. Because Rav Zvid held that you're entitled to the 10% reduction, and the brisa said no such thing. So how can Rav Zvid argue on a brisa? Okay?
It may be in different markets.
Huh? No, exact same thing. I say a lashon, the brisa said you get 100%. Rav Zvid said no, it can be 10% impurities. How do you reconcile that? So the Gemara says, you're right. Chasurei mechzera. The brisa is missing words. We're going to add that word into the brisa. When do you say the word chasuri mechzera? And when do you say toni? Like, just amend it. I don't know, maybe when you have too many words to amend, it already becomes a chasuri mechzera. Right? One or two words, we'll just say a toni. But to have a whole long drush over here, we're going to say chasuri mechzera. Bahi katoni. B'meddevom amurim. When is all that true? That you don't have to take any impurities at all? De amalei lemikvah. That's if you said it's for cooking. Ha lo amalei lemikvah. But if you said it's not for cooking, then mekabel, you have to accept upon yourself 10% reduction. Umartev zeh shel yayin v'lo amal elamikva. And if you say the lashon of martev zeh shel yayin and you don't say it's for cooking, you can get yayin that's sold in the stores. I know that everyone's totally lost now, right? What? Seth, you lost? No, it's fine. Okay, good.
So for cooking, that's the security of wine?
Yeah.
I would think of drinking, if you want to drink sour wine.
What?
Cooking, you could probably just get away with
the exact opposite approach. For cooking, it's got to be top quality. You never put half vinegar wine into a dish. To make kiddush on it, to serve it to the guest, maybe you do that. I don't know. They're both, I don't understand both of them. But the Gemara assumes that for cooking, it's on a higher standard. It'll ruin the whole food. Right. What, in bad wine you'll serve to a guest? Hey, drink this, it's great. Hard to understand that also.
Yeah, but it's still not going to ruin anything else.
Okay, I hear that's true. Okay. So basically, we have a bright, again, it's not so hard. It's just a lot of shittas. You have a brisa and you have a zvid. The brisa had three cases, zvid had three cases. We're trying to make the three cases match up. So the Gemara keeps going back and forth, trying to make the cases match up. The way to make them match up is we start going to factor about cooking, and we just keep changing the words to make them all make sense. Three cases, okay? Now, ulan didayik mi brisa, and the one who was medayik from the brisa, right, that you do not have to accept impurities, kasha de rizvid. It's a kasha on rizvid. Du kimna, because he said, da amale lemikva. He said it was used for cooking. Halo amale lemikva, but if it was not used for cooking, makabel. He would have to accept the impurities. So the Gemara answers, no. Really, who are the indafagaf to lo amale lemikva? Really, Rav Zvid would hold, even if it was not used for cooking. Lo makabel. You would not have to accept it. Fahad do akim to amale lemikva. Why did we say this cooking business? You know why? Mishum de kasha zeh azeh. Because we had a kasha. How we explain the stira of zeh and zeh? According to the brisa, the zeh taught me market price in the stores. According to Zvid, zeh meant 10%. How do you reconcile that? The answer is, we have to throw in the thing of mikvah. But it doesn't change the issue of being makabel, the kiss itself. Okay, the impurities. Okay. That is the end of that. That's the end of the discussion. Now we start a whole new topic. This is actually interesting. Amar Yehuda. Yayin hanimcha bechanos, wine that's sold in stores, mevarchen olav bor pri hagafen. You make a bor pri hagafen. What's Rav Yehuda telling me? So the Rashbam says, we're talking about, even though it's starting to turn into vinegar, as long as it's not 100% vinegar, it still has the status of wine, and you make a hagafen. Still the status of wine, you make a hagafen. Okay? Rav Chista Omar, and Rav Chista says, Gabe chamer de akrim lamali. Wine that's been turning vinegar, lamali. What am I making a bar for your guffin for? Right? So we have a machlokes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Chista regarding what bracha do you make on wine that's turning into vinegar. Right? Rav Yehuda says, bar for your guffin. Rav Chista says, what does Rav Chista say? Gabe chamer de akrim, about wine that's turning into vinegar, lamali. What do we need that for? That's literally what it means. Lamali. What do we need this bracha for? Okay? Mesve. We have a kasha now on Rav Yehuda. Why? Because there's a mishnah, there's a brisa in brachos that says, ala pas che'ipsha, let's say you have pas that is spoiled. Right? The mishnah brewer says, if it's not edible, you don't make a bracha at all. We're talking about it's going. Maybe you'd serve it b'shas l'tchak. If it's not edible, it's no bracha. You don't make brachas on things that are not edible. You don't make a bracha if somebody eats soap or metal or crazy things. No bracha on that. Only bracha on food. But we're talking about a situation over here where it's somewhere in the middle of that, on that timeline.
In the other case, it's the exact same wine. So yayin nimcha b'chanus implies that it's still okay.
Right. So that's going to be the answer. Yeah. The answer is, where on the line are you? Where on the line are you? So it's pas she'ipsha. It's bread that's really on its way to being spoiled. Al yayin shehikrim, wine that's really on its way to being spoiled. Al tavshil sheuvra turaso, or other kind of dish, other mizonos dish that's losing its status as a dish. Omer shakol niyavidvaru. On all of that, you make a shahakol. Again, if it's not edible, Mishnah Berurah says it. If neskakol lagamri ein ruy lachils adam ein rivarkan olav klal, you don't make a bracha at all. Where along the line? When did that happen? I don't know. I don't know if anyone knows. But again, it's gray area here. When it's clearly this, you make a hamotzi, you make a hagafen. When it's clearly that, you don't make anything. Somewhere along the line, it's starting to descend. You change the bracha changes from a hagafen or a hamotzi or a mazonos to a shahakal. So you see, the Rav Yehuda is 100% wrong. Why? Because Rav Yehuda said you make a hagafen, and this brisa in bracha says that when it's starting to go bad, you make a shahakal. So the Gemara says, no, I'm Rav Zvid. Well, Mod Rav Yehuda, befortima de mizdabin akrunasa. No, Rav Yehuda agrees that the junky wine that's sold at the street corner by the kids in the street corner, that's when he crossed the line. That's for sure you make a shahakal. When did Rav Yehuda say he's din about still making a hagafen? It's not so bad. Yeah, it's really further down the line. I would agree, you make a shahakal. When it's really down the line, then you don't make a bracha at all. Right? You don't make a bracha if you drink turpentine or all these crazy things. But you don't make a bracha on that. It's not food. When does that happen? I don't know. But the argument on where the line are you? So if you're really far away, no bracha. Rav Chista said that you make a shahakal. Rav Yehuda said, yeah, well, you said you make a shahakal. I agree with that. I'm talking about a little bit before. We still consider yayin, and therefore you don't make a bracha at all. Just we'll end off with one kasha. The kasha Yeshua is asked, why does Rav Chista have to give his statement in a question form? Rav Yehuda says, on wine that's turning into vinegar, you make a habar for your guffin. Says Rav Chista, this kind of wine, what do I need it for? What kind of sheet is that? Rav Chista should have said, no, shakal ni abed baro. But then when meisvei, Rav Chista seems to be correct. The answer is no. At that stage, Rav Yehuda would agree. Right? So why does Rav Chista have to give his sheet in a question form? What's the point of that? Why? Right? So, the Kosher Shua says, he says that Rav Chista and Rav Yehuda are arguing in, im yayin nimker bechanos, hu bechlal yayin shehikri molo. Is wine that's sold in the stores, is that considered vinegar or not? L'chein, nukat Rav Chista, gabe yayin de ikrim lomali. Why do I need this wine? Lomar, shadaito hu, sha'af zeh, bechal yayin shehikrim. That even this is considered wine, it's already sour. Right. They're arguing in what would this guy in the store try to pull off. So according to Rav Yehuda, nobody would do that. And according to Rav Chista, no, that's what's done. So therefore, Rav Chista has a different, it's a little bit of a different approach.
Not a sour wine that he's selling in
the store. So the question is, how sour is it? Right? That's the question. How sour is it? So they're arguing in Metzias. Right? They're arguing in the chemicals. We don't want to say that. Right? Maybe it is. We're not talking about that. We're talking about what bracha you make. So who may bracha you make? Mechachta is a separate issue. We're going to get to that. That's later. You sell you the wine. It turns out it's vinegar. It's a mechachta. We're going to get to that. That's later. I think it's tomorrow, actually. All right, so we'll stop over here, and we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.